Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Overnight, the Alabama Riverboat Brawl became a viral sensation. From hilarious memes to petitioning for a national holiday, our camaraderie felt healing. Our people had come together in an epic way. But are we surprised? Historically, we've always been throwing down. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Let's talk about the Clotilda survivors. The last enslaved Africans to be illegally transported to America arrived in Mobile, Alabama in 1859 on the Clotilda. Many of the Clotilda survivors were sent to the same plantations where they were very protective of one another. When an overseer attacked one of the survivors, the community beat the overseer to a pulp. After emancipation, the Clotilda survivors worked tirelessly to co-found what later became known as Africatown. Then there's the Maroons. Maroons were enslaved runaways who formed large societies out of reach from their enslavers. They could be found throughout the African diaspora and led powerful, successful revolts. Jamaica's Maroons resisted the British for decades until Britain caved in 1796 and, quote-unquote, allowed them to be self-governing. This was 38 years before slavery was officially made illegal within Great Britain. And what about civil rights? Civil rights protests showed nonviolent brawls are possible, be it sitting at a lunch counter, marching, boycotting buses, and anti-black establishments. Our people proved you can pack a punch without even making a fist. The black unity seen at Fade in the Water was amazing, but it wasn't unmatched. Black unity courses through our veins. Our liberation is worth fighting for. And when we come together, we win, regardless, because we prove anti-blackness can't break us. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.